Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Have you ever read the comics? You remember the comics? Those are the things that used to be in the back of the newspapers. Depending on what newspaper you got, maybe you got a half a page of comics, or you got a full page of comics, or in some of those bigger cities, they'd actually have multiple pages of comics. You know, I was a kid, I would turn to the comics because I really wasn't interested in the news. I wasn't interested in sports. I wasn't interested in all those other sections. But man, that comics page, it really resonated with me because I would be able to look at a picture with a caption and maybe those little, you know, those little drawings where they put what the comic character is saying in the little word bubble. You know what I'm talking about. Well, one of my favorite comic strips was Peanuts. I also liked Garfield. I also liked, well, I mean, I liked a lot of them. I really did. I didn't like the ones that were more serious in nature. You know, those more soapy ones, the ones that were, you know, just not funny. They were serious. And one of the comic strips that really made an impression on me was Peanuts. It really did. I really loved what Charles Schulz created. I mean, I would read the Peanuts comics in the newspaper. I would get little books that they would sell at the supermarket, and I would look at all the comics in those little books. They were pretty cool. I would also watch the cartoons that would come onto the TV, usually seasonally, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas, the Charlie Brown Halloween. Yeah, I mean, okay, I think I've pretty much convinced you that I was a big Peanuts fan. One of the comics that always hits me right between the eyes, when I think about Peanuts, I always think of two things. I always think of Snoopy on his doghouse. You know, because Snoopy was like, he was like this cool character. It's like he had it all figured out, but nobody understood who he was. They just figured he was a dog. But he had this like world of imagination going on. And then there was his owner, the man himself, Charlie Brown, the guy that just couldn't seem to get ahead. I mean, he wasn't good at baseball. He wasn't good at a lot of things. He just kind of meandered through life. You know, I remember a scene where Charlie Brown wanted to kick a football. I mean, he was going to kick that football. And Lucy, his nemesis, would always bait him in. She would always get him to think about kicking that football. And he would focus on that. And he you know, in his mind, he was going to launch that ball like a quarter of a mile or more. And every time he lined up for that kick, Lucy would hold that ball down like a professional football player. And Charlie Brown, time after time after time, he would line up for that kick. And he would start approaching that ball. And he would start gaining speed. And he would get ready to swing his leg. And just as he went to swing his leg, whoosh, Lucy would pull the ball back, causing Charlie Brown to spiral upside down in a reverse gainer and miss the ball and land flat on his back, humiliated. When I think of that scene, I actually think about the retirement system. I think the retirement system that is out there is doing the same thing to you. I think it is setting you up for something that you think is just going to be wonderful and incredible. And as you build through that expectation and you do all the things that you need to do, you get to the point of making contact with the ball and they rip it away from you. And you're thinking, all right, what are you talking about today? Well, I'm going to talk about that football a little bit, because what you're doing for retirement, it's not working. I have a lot more statistical information to share with you. And I'm telling you these things not because I'm trying to say that what you're doing is wrong, but what I'm trying to tell you is that what you're doing is potentially ineffective. I mean, on yesterday's show, I pointed out to you that only 5% of Americans get to a point of retirement where they live a healthy retirement, a financially rich retirement, a retirement where they're doing as well, if not better, in retirement financially than they were doing when they were working. And if you carve out that 5%, that means 95% of us aren't getting it. We're not getting to that point of retirement. We're not getting to those golden years that we want to be a part of. Fidelity Investments published a bunch of data recently, and Business Insider captured that data, and they put together a report. And I'll tell you, there's some interesting statistics out there. So I don't know what age you are right now, but according to Vanguard, now this is a different data set. I'm sorry, I got my data sets mixed up. See, Fidelity published one report, Vanguard published another, and it's the Vanguard data that Business Insider picked up. There, let me qualify all of my data there. And here's the shocking piece that really hit me between the eyes, because I don't know how old you are. But according to Vanguard, if you're 65 and up, the average 401k balance for people is $216,720. But the median balance is only $64,548. Folks, that is shocking. When we come back, we're going to talk about that.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So let's think about it a little bit. According to Vanguard, if you're age 65 or up, on average, you have $216,720 in your 401k account. So what is an average? See, an average is just taking what everybody has adding it all up and dividing it by the number of people. Yeah. So, I mean, it just tells you the average balance of everybody contributing. Now, the median is a little bit different because the median is giving you a representation of the midway point. So when the midway point is only $64,548, that tells me that half of you have more of that and half of you have less than that. Now, granted, there are people out there that have $0 balances in their 401k, and Vanguard doesn't get into the details as to whether or not those people are included in the population data. But it should be a wake-up call to you. And even if you're not 65 years of age or older, this should be a wake-up call to you. Because here, I'll give you some more stats. Maybe we'll get into your age bracket. So people 55 to 64 have on average $197,000 in their 401k account. The median balance, $69,000. Yeah. 45 to 54, $136,000. I'm rounding up. Median, $46,000. I rounded down a little bit. Yeah, what this is telling me is that what you're doing for retirement, it's not effective, folks. It is not working for you. You're potentially going to get to a point in your life where you're going to start consuming this money. You're going to use this money to live off of. And you're going to hope that you don't run out of money before you pass away. And we're also making several assumptions here. We're assuming that you don't get very ill. Now, yesterday, I pointed out to you that there's an expectation that people will have healthcare costs in the neighborhood of like $285,000. Yeah. I mean, that's a big number. That's a really big number. And even if you had the average that Vanguard says that you have, those healthcare costs, well, they're going to wipe out that money. And you might be thinking, well, okay, well, maybe, you know, I'll have Medicare or I'll have Medicaid or I'll have something else that will fill the gap. I don't know. I just don't know if that's going to do it for you or if you're going to get the actual health care that you need. See, that $285,000, that's for all of those health care expenses. And Medicare isn't going to pay for everything. Medicaid won't pay for everything. What if you need assisted living? There are expenses associated with doing that type of health care. Now, I hope you have a very healthy life. I really do. But I really think you need to consider what you're doing for retirement. And if you're like in your 20s, and I know there are people that listen to the show that are in their 20s, their balances in their 401ks are pretty minimal, mainly because people in their 20s, they don't make a lot of money. So most of what they make, they tend to consume in the form of living because the cost of living is expensive. And depending on where you live in this country, your cost of living is reasonable or it's not. I mean, one of the reasons that I left California to retire in Texas was specifically for a cost of living. The fact that my dollar goes farther in Texas than it did in California. Not to mention, the taxes in California are much higher. California's got a state income tax. Texas does not. Now, Texas does tend to have slightly higher property taxes because they've got to generate revenue somewhere to pay for the services that they provide. But it's really not as bad as the taxes in California. So you really need to take a little time and be the Charlie Brown and figure out whether or not you're going to be able to kick that football, or maybe they're setting you up for failure in the future. And I don't want you to fail. I don't want you to do what I did, which was to rely on, in my case, a pension for my retirement, only to find out that when it was time to draw that pension and I stepped away from the income streams that I earned from working, I was actually not retired. Oh, yeah. Physically, I was retired. I mean, I had left military service. Financially, that was a completely different story. I was not financially retired. And it wreaked havoc in my life. And I had to go back to work. I had to get a job. Because that's what I knew. That's what I had been taught all of my life, was to be employed to earn money. Now, in 2017, I knew that real estate investing was a way to go. I mean, I had always heard that people do well investing in real estate. And I had read books. I had bought some educational programs that taught me no money down techniques and things like that. And I bought real estate, but I really didn't understand what that real estate was supposed to do for me, because nobody had explained to me the different ways you make money in real estate. See, that no money down program that I bought was focused on techniques so that I could use as little money out of pocket to acquire real estate. But what it tended to do was force me into buying real estate at retail prices. And I was actually overpaying for real estate. But I didn't know that. My real estate agent couldn't tell me that. Because the real estate agent is designed to present properties for you and help you through the negotiation and the escrow process. But they don't make decisions for you. They don't understand your financial background. So I was literally a fish out of water, swimming upstream. Does that make sense? I don't know. We come back from the break. I'm going to give you some realistic solutions to a potential problem that you may have in the future.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So there's a lot of data out there that says some of you haven't saved anything towards retirement. And that can be problematic. So you might be banking on Social Security. You might be thinking that, you know what? The government is taking money out of my check in the form of Social Security payments. And my employer is contributing some of that money. Now, if you're self-employed, you know that you pay the full freight. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, that's kind of a retirement account, isn't it? Well, I'm not so sure about that. Because the first problem is this. The government's controlling it. They're making all the rules. They're making all the decisions with regards to your Social Security account. They tell you when you can start drawing it. They can tell you, well, they can't. It's not they can. They do They do tell you how much you can take out based on age. They want to recommend that you wait until as late as possible to start drawing that Social Security, because their argument is this: the longer you wait, the higher the amount that you'll receive. Yeah. But there's also something else you have to take into that calculation. If you wait to draw that Social Security, as opposed to drawing it maybe as early as the age of 62, what's your break-even point? At what point does waiting make more sense? I mean, I've seen studies that say anywhere from the age of 78 to 81. And everybody's got a slightly different skew on the numbers. But here's what U.S. News and World Report says. It said the average Social Security benefit in January of 2021 was $1,543 per month. That's it, $1,543. Now, they don't differentiate between who took early distributions, who waited till later. That's just the average of all the Social Security checks that go out. They go on to say this. They say, look, the maximum possible Social Security benefit for someone who retires at full age, that is full retirement age, for 2021 is $3,148. But there's a caveat to that. A worker, that would be you, would need to earn the maximum taxable amount, currently $142,800 in the year 2021, over a 35-year career to get that Social Security payment. That means you would have had to have been at the top of your pay scale for 35 years. So that means at the age of 30, you should be making maximum taxable amounts in order to get that bigger check. Now, some of you thinking, okay, well, if I only get $1,500, I only get $1,500. But hey, I'm married. My wife will get money too. Yeah, well, that all depends on what her age is in relation to yours. It also depends on whether she worked or she didn't work. I mean, my case, my wife didn't work the majority of the time that we were together. Now, she worked before we were married, but she didn't make maximum taxable amounts. No, she didn't make crazy money. She was just getting by. And when we got married, she worked, and that was helpful because we were living in California. It was helpful having two incomes. But when we decided that we were going to have kids, we made a decision that she would stop working, that she would raise our children. That was very important to us. So at that point, she stopped earning income. Now, along the way, she's had like a job here and a job there after my kids were out of high school. But that's not what we want for her. And we quickly realized that, you know what? It's okay for her to be retired, and we'll live off of my income. So in my wheelhouse, if I'm able to draw Social Security, it's going to be based on my income streams, the money that I earned while I was working. And when I die, I understand that she's able to retain a portion of that. But that money is not going to secure her in her latter years. And women have a tendency to outlive men. So there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to go first. So here's the thing that I want to caution you about. There's a statistic out there that says 40% of you are banking on Social Security. That's what you're going to use for your retirement. Because after the taxes are applied to your check, after the government takes out what they're going to take out for Social Security and Medicare, what's left over is what is providing for your household. And there's not a whole lot of extra money to stuff into these retirement accounts. I believe that is why there is such a skewing of the data between the averages in 401ks and the actual median amounts. Because it's more and more expensive to live every day. Inflation is rising. Gas prices are starting to go up. Yeah, there's a different administration in the White House that sees things differently than the previous administration, and they're going to make economic policies based on what they're trying to achieve. And that might have to do with increases in costs with regards to what it takes for you to sustain your household. So if you peel the onion back and you say, look, Social Security is going to maybe bring in $3,100 a month for my wife and I when we retire. Do you really think you can live off of $3,100 a month? And maybe you can based on whatever you're doing today for your lifestyle, but you have to factor in what things are going to cost in the future. And prices are not going down. They are not going down. What I learned in 2017 was that there was a more effective way to approach retirement. There was a more effective way for me to change what I had been doing my entire life with regards to where I want to be in the future. And I came to Lifestyles Unlimited to learn how to effectively invest in real estate so that I could buy businesses. You heard me correctly. Business units. That's what I like to call them. I like to call them business units. You might call them houses or apartments. I call them business units. Because what I do is I take my money and I invest it into those business units. And those business units, because I've been properly trained on how to buy, rehab, operate, those business units provide me income streams in different ways. And cash flow is the king of them all, because that cash flow comes into my household without me actually having to go out and physically do work for it. And as I get additional business units or houses or apartments, they provide me additional streams of income. And it's those streams of income that not only got me to a place of retirement, but they're opening the doors for what my lifestyle will be.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So there's a ton of data out there that talks about the average cost of retirement. And depending on where you retire, your costs are going to be different. And the data is there, but you have to mitigate the data. meaning you have to take into account things that are important to you. Now, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they published a report that in 2016, yeah, that's right, 5 years ago, the average retirement household spent almost $46,000 per year in living expenses. So that works out to be about $3,800 a month. Now, earlier I said, okay, maybe you're bringing in $3,100 in Social Security. But if it costs you $3,800 to live and your Social Security is only bringing in $3,100, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to take off of the table so that you can live off of that $3,100? Oh, and by the way, there's a little thing called inflation out there. And that inflation has a tendency to drive prices for goods and services upwards. And the cost of living increase that the government gives you from Social Security, in my opinion, it just doesn't match up with what the actual economy is doing. Now, you might be thinking, hey, man, you know what? I do have money in that 401k, or I've got money in a retirement account. Okay, fine. You can actually use that money to make up the difference and maybe provide you a little bit better of a lifestyle. But how long are you going to live? And will you outlive your money? I mean, these are things you really need to take into consideration. And what about that big, oh no, that might happen later in life? That big financial expense that could materialize. It could wipe out what you have in your retirement account. So my point is this. With every book that you've read about how to become wealthy, how to generate income, how to get out of the rat race, whatever book you've read, the good ones will talk about investing correctly and buying businesses. And that's exactly what we do in the Lifestyles Unlimited community. We invest our money into assets that provide us income streams that pay us whether or not we're materially participating in that business or not. It's the secret to success. I think it's very important for you to really consider correctly buying one rental house that pays you $400 a month in passive income. And you might be thinking to yourself, dude, I can't live off of $400. And I'm not suggesting that you live off of $400. What I'm suggesting is that you get started and invest your money into a tangible asset that will pay you cash flow. It also has potential for appreciation. It also has the ability for you to capture equity in that property because you're buying it correctly. It also has potential to allow you to increase your equity over time because the mortgage that you pay on that property is paying down every month. And then you get the tax benefits of real estate. And you start with that one house. You get going with one house. And then you get to a point where you buy a second house. Now, some of you, I mean, you've got money sitting in those retirement accounts, and you're thinking, well, I'm sitting on a nice little balance there. So how do you really feel about consuming that money? Do you care about your children? Do you care about causes or organizations that are important to you? Here's the thing about real estate. When you die, you can transfer ownership of all assets that you have in real estate to whomever or whatever you want. Versus that retirement account
that starts with a balance at a certain point and declinates every month when you take money out of it. So there's not much money left. Now think about it. What if somebody had invested correctly in real estate? Maybe it was your parents. But what if they had correctly invested in real estate? And when they died, you took over those assets. And those assets started paying you monthly, like they were paying them monthly. And because of the way the tax laws are written, you're not responsible for the tax liability that they would have had on those properties because it goes away. You take over those properties at whatever the fair market value is in the marketplace and time when you take it over. So let's say they bought a house for $25,000 20 years ago. And let's say they put 20% down, so they put $5,000 into this thing. And over 20 years, maybe that thing went up in value. Let's say it only got to $50,000. And they pass away and it becomes your property. You're not responsible for the taxes that they would have owed on that property. You take over that property, what's called a stepped-up basis. So if it's worth $50,000 today, that's where you start. It can be very complicated. It's kind of difficult to explain to you on the radio how all this stuff works. That's part of the reason we have a comprehensive educational program that you receive when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Not only do you get that comprehensive education and you have the opportunity to take the education as frequently as you feel appropriate so that you master all the concepts, you become a part of a community of like-minded investors that are doing the same thing. And you're going to rub elbows with people that are just getting started, like you. And you're going to rub elbows with people that got started a while ago that will show you the path to success. That's part of our culture. You get access to qualified vendors. Essentially, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you get all the tools that you need in order to effectively invest in real estate. Because what I want you to wrap your head around is the concept that you start with one house and maybe it pays you $400. And over time, it goes up a little bit in value. And the principal that you owe goes down. And then you get a second house and you do the same thing. Then you get a third house. See, you're buying business units that are making a difference in your life. Now, I don't think it's possible to retire off with one, two, or three rental homes. So you don't stop there. You keep going. You know, people come to Lifestyles Unlimited with the idea of, okay, I'm going to get going, and they put themselves on a game plan that should get them retired in maybe 7 to 10 years. And as they start doing the business and they become more comfortable with what they're doing, they actually start going a little bit faster. And what tends to happen is they get to that 3 to 5 year point and they actually achieve what they thought they were going to achieve in 7 to 10 years. That's a completely different way of achieving retirement than what you're currently doing now, which is maybe thinking about, like 40% of you, man, Social Security, that's my retirement. And here's the other neat thing. You don't have to wait until the age of 65 or 70 or 62 or wherever the government says you're supposed to retire. You can retire 5 years from now or 3 years from now or 7 years from now. Whatever your resources allow you to do and your desire allows you to do, that creates that retirement dynamic. Retirement is really a number. It's not an age. And that's where all these retirement plans have it wrong. You could retire at the age of, let's say you're 40. So at the age of 45, you retire. Do you quit working? Well, that's up to you. That's totally up to you. But you're back in control of your life when you have enough passive income coming in that it meets or exceeds your cost of living. This is the stuff they don't teach you in college. This is the stuff they didn't teach you in high school. This is the stuff your financial planner can't teach you because they don't know, except for the ones that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you want to find out how we do it, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.